coming up on All Access.
I'm feeling great. Everything went super well. It's always important whenever I get a little setback like that to happen, just get back to where I need to be. It's fun.
And how you doing so far?
It's been good. Just trying to take it one day at a time, you know, getting around my new teammates, getting to know everybody.
I'd like to welcome you to my home.
Well, I'm just, you know, I'm blown away. I think you can never, put into words, you know, what this means.
It's summertime and the Patriots' offseason can now begin. In less than a month, training camp starts. Hello and welcome to Patriots All Access presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. It has been a whirlwind 4 months, beginning with the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history, a parade, a flurry of free agent signings, and mandatory minicamp. Oh, and receiving Super Bowl rings as well. The football team has finished their spring preparation and will next gather for training camp in July. Dan Roach previews the 2017 Patriots to date.
As the defending Super Bowl champions wrapped up mandatory minicamp and offseason practices, the head coach wanted his team focused on the present, not the past.
We need to move on to 2017. You know, we've had enough parades, enough celebrations, and enough everything. This 17 team hasn't done anything yet.
Tom Brady has moved on, and the soon-to-be 40-year-old has shown no signs of slowing down, physically, mentally, or verbally, as in trash-talking with the defense.
Whether he's in or whether he's on the sideline, he's probably the number one guy talking, and we have fun with it. And, you know, that's a part of this time of the year, to competing and talking trash, and it makes everyone raise their level.
What kind of things does he say, or can you quote him at all?
No, we don't want to quote. We got to keep that stuff inside the white line.
Meanwhile, it was an eventful offseason for Brady's backup, Jimmy Garoppolo, who many targeted to be traded, but he remains a Patriot.
I love it. It's a very fortunate situation, you know, to come into a place, get drafted here, and, you know, it's just there's good people all around the building, you know, from support staff to, the lunch ladies and everything. I mean, it's everybody. I know it sounds crazy, but it's just a good group of people, and it rubs off on each other.
On the field, hard not to notice newcomer Brandon Cooks. And the speedy wideout who was acquired from the Saints certainly noticed the expectation level of his new head coach.
Bring your A game. That's all I can say. He's Coach Belichick. You guys probably know more about him than I do. I'm just getting used to him. But one thing I do know is bring your A game every day is important for him.
The Patriot offense has plenty of talent and depth, from wide receiver to running back to tight end. And at tight end, good to see Gronk out on the field following back surgery.
I'm feeling great. Everything's went super well. It's always important whenever I get a little setback like that to happen, just get back to where I need to be. And I feel like I am doing everything out here, competing, and it's fun.
And finally, as the players were heading off with some downtime after finishing up their off-season work, they were ready for the usual message from their head coach.
Just the basics, you know, stay out of trouble, you know, stay in shape, come back ready to go. So.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to stay out of trouble, stay in shape, and come back ready to go. So, yeah.
Now, the next time we'll see this Patriots team, the start of training camp at the end of July. And one other thing the Patriots have announced, Saturday, July 29th. Put that down on your calendar. A special day. The Patriots will induct Raymond Claiborne into their Hall of Fame, the NRG Plaza here just outside the hall at Patriot Place. Steve?
All right, Danny, thank you very much. One thing before I let you go. What is the biggest question for this team heading into training camp?
Well, Steve, this is going to sound like a cop-out, but the biggest concern I have is health. Can the Patriots stay healthy? If they can, they are loaded pretty much everywhere. You go from Brandon Cooks, the new guys, the acquisitions, Dwayne Allen, getting them acclimated with Tom Brady, maybe more of that through training camp. But it's Gronk, it's Edelman, the usual players, defense, McCourty and company, Hightower. Can they stay healthy? If they're healthy, as we've seen, they're as good as any team in the NFL.
Thank you very much, Dan Roach. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
The Ring's the Thing.
We take an exclusive look inside the Patriots Super Bowl ring ceremony.
Amazing, man. Amazing.
But first, meet one of the newest members of the Patriots, cornerback Stephon Gilmore.
We've got a lot of fast guys on the team, but I feel like on the field I can run with them all.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Joining me now is Patriots cornerback Stephon Gilmore. And first of all, good to have you here, man.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
How has it been? What's the transition? You've come from Buffalo here to New England. What's that transition been like? And how are you doing so far?
It's been good. Just trying to take it one day at a time, you know, getting around my new teammates, getting to know everybody, meeting new people, and trying to handle my business on the field.
You had two former teammates that were with Buffalo. That are now here with you.
Oh, yeah.
Gillislee and Chris Hogan, right?
Chris Hogan, yeah. Them guys, I knew them guys, you know, playing with them, competing against them.
Does it make it easier coming to a team knowing that you know these guys ahead of time?
It does. I hit Chris Hogan up before, right after I signed and asked him, how is it? What can I look forward to? And he helped me out a lot.
You're known as a shutdown corner. Mm-hmm. So when you take on opposing teams, you're the guy that covers their number one receiver. Do you like that challenge? Do you like that role?
I like it. You know, it brings the best out of me. The quarterbacks like throwing it to their number one guy, so you know you know the ball coming to them, so you have opportunity to make plays.
What's it going to be like, you on one side and Malcolm Butler on the other? And have you guys gotten along pretty good so far?
Yeah,
Malcolm, two shutdown corners.
Yeah, he's a great person. You know, he's a competitor.
Do you guys challenge each other?
Yeah, of course. And every drill, he's quick, he's fast, he can do it all. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah, number change. Went from 27 to 24. Why the number change?
Well, I changed my rookie year. I had 27. Mm-hmm. Then I changed to 24 just because a lot of players that I looked up to wore 24 from my hometown, and great players that played in the league. I just always wanted that number growing up.
You have world-class speed. You ran track in high school. We got to wrap this up, but you ran track in high school. World-class speed. Mm-hmm. You the fastest guy on this team?
On the field, I hope so. Yeah. But time-wise, we got a lot of fast guys on the team, but I feel like on the field I can run with them all.
All right, man. Good luck this season.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Have fun.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Yeah. You got it. Stephon Gilmore, I guess. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Beautiful Aruba, here to shoot our 2018 swimsuit calendar.
Yeah, turn sideways like that.
Aruba honestly was one of the best experiences I've ever had.
It was definitely an incredible feeling. I just felt so great and so confident.
I've honestly had the best time of my life, and I don't want to go home, but they're making me get on the plane.
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi.
It is a goal for every player who has ever stepped on an NFL field to earn a Super Bowl ring. Earlier this month, for the fifth time during his family's ownership, Robert Kraft hosted a very intimate party to celebrate the 2016 champs. In doing so, he handed out a Super Bowl ring that has 283 diamonds in total and is the biggest and heaviest Super Bowl ring ever. Quite a prize on quite a night.
Hey, much for having us over here. It's awesome. Yeah. All right. We're going to have a good time.
Yeah, you bet we are. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
It's all about love in this building. And yeah, this is it. Everybody make some noise for the Super Bowl champions, the Patriots.
On behalf of my entire family, I'd like to welcome you to my home.
Tom, you see me? Yeah, TB.
Super Bowl champions, open your rings now.
Captain Planet, he's a hero. Gonna take pollution down to zero. Ring, ring, do your thing. That's how I feel right now.
Amazing, man, amazing.
Well, I'm just, you know, I'm blown away. I think you can never, put into words, you know, what this means. It's
all your accomplishments and dreams coming true, so.
This means a lot.
Oh, man, I mean, the story behind this one is just one for the record books.
It's just a reminder of how hard you gotta work.
You know, I'll remember this for the rest of my life.
A lot of special people go into that ring.
This ring was just a cherry on top, but really those relationships and what my peers and my friends and my teammates thought about me, that was bigger than this could ever be.
The ring just, you know, it symbolizes so many things, and more than just, you know, something you'll wear in your hand, you know, what the memories you have in your mind and your heart is what really will, you know, you'll remember for the rest of your life.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam. Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
We travel to the Holy Land of Israel for Touchdown Israel 2. Patriots owner Robert Kraft leads a mission of Pro Football Hall of Famers for a historic trip focusing on faith and football.
We had this great opportunity to go with football players, and with Robert Kraft, and what he's done is just fantastic to take care of us and let us come over here and, tracking Jesus Christ and his beginnings here in Israel was overwhelming, really, very emotional.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussion at Bob's Discount Furniture Studio with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. You guys were at minicamp. You guys were at OTAs for what you saw. What did you see? What stood out to you?
Yeah, and, you know, it's always difficult to make, broad brush observations when you're not in pads. And even Bill Belichick said it's not real football. But just the overall tempo, the intensity, I would say, the organization. And I know Mike and I have been doing this for a lot of years, and it's the same all the time. But it still kind of strikes me how serious the attitude, the business-like performance on the field, right down to a lot at the end of minicamp, a lot of conditioning runs on the hill. A lot of depth out there, a lot of talent, Steve. That's what stuck out to me.
Yeah, I'll go big picture on you. Bill Belichick still loves what he's doing, even though getting a little more gray in the hair, right? Still loves it, still young at heart with the football. Tom Brady, if you closed your eyes and said, put you in the same spot and it's the year 2007, you'd say it looks like the same Tom Brady I remember from 7 to 2017. So those two guys is where I always start with the Patriots, Belichick and Brady, and it looks like the train just keeps on going forward.
All right, if you're a fan watching this team and you want to know who's popping out there, who popped?
Well, it was hard not to notice
Brandon Cooks, and you had an idea that was going to happen. It's a guy we're familiar with. I mean, we see him making big plays for New Orleans, and then you see Bill Belichick go out and give a first-round draft pick, so you know that he thinks this guy is special. It's not just the run-of-the-mill acquisition. It's not one of these guys we're gonna trade you a fourth-round pick, and you're going to give us a fifth and a backup player who might.
Significant asset.
This was a big-time transaction, and you see why, Steve. He's so quick. In and out of his breaks, and it looks to me, this is always the key. Whenever you have a receiver come in with Tom Brady, how quickly do those two mesh? And they were throwing the ball. Tom was throwing the ball to him throughout minicamp, and they spent a lot of time together. You could see even after practice, this is going to be, I think, a huge acquisition.
Going to give you one on offense, one on defense.
Go ahead.
Gronkowski, and just the simple fact he's been on the field for every practice. If you had asked heading into the OTAs, what's your expectation on Gronkowski coming off back surgery, right? The third back surgery of his career. Right. I don't think anyone would have been shocked to hear, we're going to keep him off to the side here just to be safe. No, he was a full participant. He's all in. I think if you're a Patriots fan, that's probably your biggest headline takeaway from these practices. Rob Gronkowski has got no restrictions. Then on the defensive side, Jonathan Jones, a cornerback. Everyone's talking about Stephon Gilmore and Malcolm Butler. Good 1-2 combination. To me, it was interesting that Jonathan Jones was the third man in the nickel package and got his hands on a lot of football. So that's a guy to keep an eye on as training camp begins in late July.
Gronk and Edelman, new contracts. Surprise you?
Not especially. I think with both of those guys, they've been good Patriots. They've been very productive for a lot of years. I think you take care of those kinds of guys. I think those are moves, I think, that are in line with what the Patriots have done in the past.
The thing that stands out to me with the Edelman contract is I almost get the sense that it was Julian that was really pushing for it. And, when you get to that point and you've built your team and your franchise, right. Bill Belichick, 18 years, and you have players basically coming to you, essentially, is my read on it, to say, look, I want to be here.
Right.
What can we work out? It reminds me a little bit of Teddy Bruschi back in the day, where it's like, okay, you know you got me.
Right.
What can we do to make this work? That's when you really know, Steve, that you've got it going. And it's not going to work with every player, but I think it's a point that probably should be highlighted, that not a lot of teams are in this type of situation.
Paul, will it work with Gronk?
Well, I think it will, and I think this was one of those things. Initially, it works out because, he's obviously was banged up last year again, and Mike talked about the third surgery, so you don't know how that's going to go. If he plays 4 or 5 games again, well, they protected themselves. It was just incentives that they gave him. But then the big money kicks in 18 and 19, and I don't know. This is a huge year for him and his future if he's going to stay in New England. I personally don't think he's going to stay in New England.
You think he's gone?
I think the numbers are going to be big. If he has a reasonably good year this year, he's going to want to be looking to extend that deal, and I think the Patriots are going to be leery to do that because of what Mike talked about with the back surgery.
All right, guys, thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
All right. Well, that will do it for this edition of Patriots All Access. We'll see you at training camp next month. See you later.